Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks again for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. I want to take us right to Paul's writing in the book of Philippians. In chapter 3, beginning in verse 8, listen to what it says. Everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. Oh my stars, this is one of those verses that we can't do anything but see that and know. Our ways are not his ways. Our ways are of this world, and his ways are always for our good and for his glory. We are called to be a people that aren't here to impress through obeying the law, but rather becoming more righteous as we live and trust in Christ alone. And we obey him through faith in Christ alone. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. So let's pray. Lord, would you give us great heaven-sent faith today? Would you give us faith to see all the way through the things that you have called us to, that we might have the courage and discipline, and we might be able to trust you and obey you greater? Would you give us heaven-sent wisdom on this day that we could live in obedience to you? In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's spend some time to listen to what the Lord has to say to you. Let's take one big, deep breath, hold it, send that life-giving oxygen to the part of your body that needs it most, and then exhale and force all the stress out of your life. Find a place of quietude and solitude. Let your muscles come at ease and lose the tension. Let your facial muscles just get at ease and quiet your soul. Calm your spirit. And let's listen to the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be right back. Well, the rest of that text goes on and says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection. My friend, thank you for joining me on today's weekday meditation, and thank you for being a part of finding and searching for God's best in your life. Bye now.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.